Hallelujah. Let's go to the word. Let's agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for the spirit that you have so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive this morning that the truth of your word is taught with accuracy, with clarity, with precision. There is no confusion. Our hearts are receptive to receive the word of truth this morning. And we declare and decree at the end of today's meeting that since we are edified and Christ alone is glorified. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Today, I want to talk about time. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Time, seasons, opportunities. We definitely should not be here in 3 months' time. Sister Abami, Abami, say yes. You sensed it. So Sister Abami is going to sponsor the first 6 months of the next winner. Praise God for Rambo. That does not mean now all of you now say, Sister Abomi is only doing the next 6 months, so let's use our money to go and invest. Pastor said we should invest and look at window. No, it's not window I'm talking about here. But we should be out of here in another few months. Yeah. We'll just go to a bigger room downstairs, yeah? It's time. Praise God forevermore. Ephesians chapter 5, and go all the way to verse 16. Of verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. Ephesians 5, verse 15. Yes, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, the fundamental thing we get from this scripture is simple, right? That time is very important because the days are evil. Now, we say the word there, evil, is a word that when you pay attention to, is a word that means unstable or unpredictable, right? Unstable and unpredictable. So when it says redeeming the time because the days are evil, it is redeeming the time because the days are unpredictable. So the question now becomes, can we also use that mindset to help us fine-tune our lives a little much better? What I'm saying is, primarily, it says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So it means that the will of the Lord is very central to our approach and use of time. Right? The will of the Lord is very central to our approach and use of time. So it means that there's a way we use time and we'll be seen as those who are not wise. And there will be a way we use time and we'll be seen as those who are wise. Right? It says redeeming the time, for the days are unstable, unpredictable, or they are evil, so to say. So the question I'm putting out to you today is, what are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your time? Do you make the best use of time? You know, for instance, like a mother and a father who are expecting a baby, right? They're expecting a baby. And an average baby that comes into this world is an average of 7 to 10 months, 11 months. Yeah, 7 at worst. Yeah, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 10. But let's use a standard time, 9 months, right? Do you know a lot of times people go through 9 months of pregnancy and they don't prepare for the one day of delivery? You know, when a baby is born in the 9th month, and a lot of preparation has not been done, at least to the barest minimum, more often than not, you'll find out that a lot of times people did not use their 9 months well. Right? You know, in life, there's a time to be pregnant. Is that correct? There's a time to give birth. You can't be pregnant all your life. Are we together? Right? There's a time to be pregnant. There's a time to give birth. Right, there's a time to nurture a baby. Right, Bible will teach around how there are different times and what season. Look at Ecclesiastes 3. Is that correct? Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Is there a time to be in church? Is there a time to go home? Yeah, there are different times for different things. It says there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. Is that part of life? It says there's a time to break down and a time to build up. Is that part of life? So it means there's some things that we are building. There are some points in our lives we have to scatter it to build up. Or scatter it and start afresh. You know, there are certain things we build that we don't build on a solid foundation. So to a very large extent, more often than not, time will always tell what is not built on a solid foundation. I mean, you have to ask a question. For the environment we find ourselves, you see houses that have been built 100 years ago still standing strong. Is that not correct? Yeah? You see houses that have been... There was a cabin my wife and I went to, I think, a couple weeks ago, right? And it was just... Is it a boat house, they call it? Yeah? So it was just a boat house beside, what do you call it? A lake. That's the word, a lake, right? A resort somewhere outside of Edinburgh here. You know, and when we read the documentary of that place, the first man that built that house and lived there was in 1857. Did I get it right? 1857, I think that's the number. That house was built 1857. The first man that came to that resort, as it were, lived there. Just like a story building. Story building, there's an underground that leads into the water, you know, pool. And I'm saying they built that house beside water, yet still standing almost 170 years after. That should tell you the work that they put in the foundation was solidly done. And I'm saying to you, in your life, a lot of us are in our foundational years. There's a lot of time we need to put into building our foundation. Right? There's a lot of time we need to put into building our foundation. A lot of time. So some of us are asking and looking forward to products and results without having a solid foundation to build capacity. Are we together? Are we together? So the question is, what are you doing with your time in this phase of your life? Are you intentionally trying to build and add to your foundation? Right? You know, for instance, in the Abuja church, where we used to church, the building is not totally completed. It's like ideally on the architectural design, it's about four or five floors with the basement, right? And the truth is that whilst it's not completed, as it is where it is, we can roof that place, right? And we'll have an effective house. But I'm saying in 10 years' time, if we decide to expand, we can remove the roof and add more floors, and it will not fail because the foundation is strong. Imagine you build a house, for instance, right? And the house was ideally supposed to be a one-floor building. But the people of the government now say, you are not allowed to convert your properties from one floor to seven floors. You now start building. You know, it might be the day you are knocking that the whole house will fall down. Why? Because the foundation is not strong. I'm saying to you, dear saints, use your time effectively and use it well. For every billionaire and trillionaire you see tomorrow that you are looking up to, there was something they did with their time when their mates, more often than not, were playing. You know, people always say something. Now, and I'm a believer of this. People always say things like, not every billionaire worked hard for wherever they are. You know, people say some things like that, oh no, some people is just luck, some people is just things. But do you know, right, a lot of times, it is opportunity that meets preparation that makes success. Hear what I just said? It is opportunity that meets preparation that makes success. Opportunity that meets preparation. So, the question is, how well are you building capacity for your life? We find ourselves in a generation in our world where people tend to think that they can only focus one thing per time. And every other thing seems to suffer because they are focusing on one thing. But I put it to you today that it's possible to focus on so many things. Right? have a particular niche, for instance, yet not everything around you is suffering. I remember when I was younger, right? When my parents started church, one of the things that my dad did to me was to push me into different segments of the church. Right? You know, I looked forward to my parents living till they are 70, 80, and my dad living till that long. But that wasn't the case. And the time in my life came that I had to handle pastoring. And the time in my life came that I had to be starting a new work in a city that I wasn't living in. And what happened? Because there has been years of preparation behind the scene, almost everything seemed to have aligned immediately. I'm saying what people come and see as immediately took years behind the scene. Remember when I was younger, if it's media, my dad would say, go and learn how to do video, learn how to take pictures. Right? Yeah? If it's keyboard, that's how I learned how to play keyboard. Yeah? In God's Palace, I was the drummer first. Right? I was the drummer of God's Palace first. I started learning how to play drums. Right? I started playing the keyboard. Right? Yeah? I touched the keyboard. In fact, my dad, in my house when we were growing up, we had almost every major instrument. We had maybe three trumpets. Alto saxophone, tenor saxophone, and what's the other saxophone? Alto, tenor, soprano saxophone. Yeah? Yeah? We had keyboard, we had drums, we had acoustic guitar, we had lead guitar, we had bass guitar. My house was a studio. But I'm trying to say that I am here today, right? You see, I played the keyboard today, is that correct? Yeah? And effectively, right? I believe I did it effectively. You see, you believe. Let us believe alike. You know, as a church, we need to believe one way. It needs to be in unity. I'm trying to say it was those days that didn't look as though, where would I play? Where would it come in handy? You know, I remember there was the my first music teacher then, right? He used to be a very good bass guitar. In fact, when he plays the bass guitar, you think that's his major instrument. When he plays the drum, you think that's his major instrument. When he plays the keyboard, you think that's his major instrument. So because of his knowledge in music, his bass, when he plays the left hand, his left hand on the keyboard used to be very, very good. So ideally, an average pianist learns keyboard without having, let me just talk musical terms. There's something called splitting. You know some services where we don't have drummer and there's no bass guitar. You know, I use the drums from here. Is that correct? And I play the bass from here. It was by using opportunity in those days that made me able to do all of those things. The question is, you know, I always say it, when my dad passed, I did not think that is when I would start pastoring. Altogether. My dad's plan was that I would go to America and go to a theology school, probably or a robot university, right, and learn some admin and technical bits about doctrine and theology, right, and start up a work for the church in America. That was his plan. But you know, man can propose. You should have said God disposes. We can say God can oppose. Right? God can either dispose or oppose. Right? And he was making those plans. But let me tell you what happened. When I was in school, right? The reason why it looks as though I didn't go through challenges in taking over ministry was because I used my time effectively years before. When I was in school, right? One of the things I knew I needed to do for my life was to, because I saw it in my father. My dad was so multi-invested. He was in too many things and he would excel in everything. So in our house, for instance, if you come to my house, all my curtains, I drilled it, right? All my TV assembling, all of those assembling and arrangement, cable management, I did all of them in my house. Why? Because I saw my dad doing it. The only reason why I've not gone, in fact, there was a day something happened to electricity in our house, right? I know that if I was not the kind of person I was when I was younger, that weekend we will not have lights. I think you were in the house. No, I think you were in the house, right? Yeah? We went to buy... most pastors are doing like this. I want to say something interesting. You know, there's something called... So, you know, there's yam, right? And then, you know, there's pounded yam. So, pounded yam is one that they flog. You understand? I know that because of the environment, imagine at your house, you have every day, probably, yeah, bah, bah, bah. Yeah, you know, you two, you'll be pitching for your neighbor. So there's something called pando mixer or blender. Swallow maker. Okay, that's what they call it. So we bought it. We had installed. In fact, you know, we're aiming to eat pounded yam that day with good soup. You know that kind of thing, when you've not eaten breakfast, you want your lunch to be rich so that you have the space to be full. We caught the yam. In fact, me, I went to throw some things away. I went to do some things outside. So I said, do you want my brother to come with me to go and do this? I said, no, let him stay at home and peel the yam so that when I come back, I'm just entering the house to the food. You know that kind of hunger that is doing you? So we put the yam, we blended everything together, and eventually the thing, the house light went off. And that was a Saturday afternoon. The truth is that more often than not, if you call any, even if you call your estate developer, they will tell you, unfortunately, the earliest we can come is Monday. But I went to the distribution box, right? And I went to correct the problem that was there. Why did I do that? I'm not saying you're going to be doing it, I'm going to burn your neighbor's house. Yeah? Fundamentally, I studied electrical electronics engineering so that I can give it away to me. But the truth is that majority of my mates, I don't think they know what distribution box is. Because in school, they taught us the theory. There is a practical part. How did I learn the practical part? When I was younger, nobody comes to my house and repairs anything without me standing behind and watching what they are doing. So before I started studying electrical electronics engineering, I was already very good with the practical. I understood how a house was designed. From the feeder pillar, I understood how it came to the circuit breaker. I understood why the circuit breaker was there. I understood how it came to the distribution box. I knew what they call star block, right? I knew what they call. So I knew all those names in details before. So I used that time. You know, imagine professors that go to a school, right? Maybe professors of mechanical engineering, and the generator spoil. They say nobody can repair it. Mechanical engineer professor, five of them. You came for a crusade, a big conference, right? And the generator spoil, nobody can repair. Why? Because a lot of times you pay attention to the theory part, but there's the practical part. And that, in a way, like I said, using my time effectively while I was younger, it has helped me in doing a lot of things right now. I'm saying, use your time as much as possible to build capacity. Build capacity. There is time to play. There is time for Instagram. There is time for Netflix. Learn to know those times. Nobody effectively manages life and becomes successful by luck. There is nothing called luck overnight success when it comes to real life issues. It is more often than not opportunity meeting preparation, and it explodes into success. More often than not, when you are not prepared, an opportunity comes and you will spoil it and abuse it. You spoil it and abuse it. Very, very important. So, scripture says there is time to pluck, there's time to build. Right? There's time to kill, there's time to heal, there's time to break down, there's time to build up, there's time to weep, there's time to laugh, and there's time to mourn, and there's time to dance. Let us understand different times and seasons. You know, I always say in my house, one of the things I want us to be very good at doing is learn to read the room. Do you understand? Yeah, you know, how can you go for your relative, they lost their father, which is your uncle. You go there, you ask him for bones. Is there small chop? Please, can I see small chop upstairs? They will ask you, what do you want to drink? You say, what do you have? Do you have anything fizzy? Do you have anything chill? It's not cold. They are mourning somebody. You have a soul. You have multitasking. So as you are mourning, you are eating. Let hunger not put you. You need energy to mourn. Yeah, but there's always time for different things in life. Always learn that. Because opportunities, a lot of time when they come, you know, I was saying it earlier, and I said I used the teaching for the day as utterances first. There are lots of times people miss opportunity, they don't get back in 10 years. Learn to use opportunities. Yeah? You find that maybe one rich man just finds interest in you, right? And says, give me your number, I'll collect your number. Right? And the next day, you just message him, Sir, I don't mean to disturb you, but I don't have transport for work this week. Can God use you? Do you know some people, they are in your life, you should never ask them for money. There are people in your life, you should never, no matter how tight, check. Even if you go to their house and you don't have transport to go back, and they don't give you anything. Right? See, opportunity. I'm going to talk about a few things that happened to me in the last 24, 48 hours, but not today, maybe some other time. Right? And it's just a case of opportunity, meeting, preparation, and just looks like, oh, wow. Where has this guy been? In fact, people started out, I got about 2-3 people who reached out to me and said, can you mentor me? Do you have any mentorship group that you can join me to? Just add me to your WhatsApp group. In fact, I started thinking, which WhatsApp group do I even have? God's Palace. Right? And in my head, I'm like, okay. It just really goes as much to show that there's been a lot of back work I've done behind the scene. And that yesterday was an opportunity to just speak. I spoke for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Don't worry, leaders, you'll hear the best this evening. 10 minutes, you're looking forward. Yeah? 10 minutes, and that was it. And that was it, 10. Learn to use opportunities well. Let me tell you what happened. I had 15 minutes to do what I was supposed to do yesterday. And a few minutes before I went off stage, what happened? They had told me that, oh, because of timing, can I do what I want to do in 5 minutes? I said, well, I was told 15 minutes, but I can try bringing it down to about 10 minutes. He said, okay, that's beautiful, that's fine. Do you know why I could still successfully deliver in 10 minutes? In the notes I prepared, I had 3 types of notes in that one note. I had my 5 minutes note in that note. I had my 10 minutes note in that note. And I had my 15 minutes note in that note. That's preparation. I'm saying I was literally about to go up. They've already started reading is a multidimensional leadership coach, is it this or that? And they've already started calling my name. This. Imagine I wasn't prepared. I just started going there and say, the first told me 15 minutes, so now they say 5 minutes. But let's just see how it goes. Yeah? But you see, in that note, all I did just, and I just maintained my composure. I just looked through my notes. And I activated in the midst of my 15 minutes notes, my 10 minutes notes. Right? And it was, wow, where did this guy come from? Where has he been? I didn't start yesterday. Right? I remember when I was much younger in school, we used to do debates. I don't know if you people used to do debates in your school when you were younger. Yeah? You know, good day, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, all protocols daily observed. My name's Joshua Yusuf, and I'm representing class JS33B. Right? I'm here to debate the fact that farmers are better than doctors. Right? Farmers are better than doctors. Tell me why. Why? As a farmer, you provide food. Yeah? I hope with these few points of mine, I've been able to convince you and not to confuse you. Thank you. Right? You know, in those things, I remember then, when I was in, starting from primary school, we used to have Boy Scouts, right? I found a way to ensure that whilst I was involved in Boy Scoutry, I was also involved in science lab, and also involved in oratory classes. So from time I've been building my oratory, I'm building my communication skills. I still go online till tomorrow with my time to go and look for how to speak better, how to be a much more better and effective communicator. Right? The question is, sometimes it looks like life is not going at the pace you want it to go. And you know what you do to yourself? You lose all the morale. And you allow life to determine the things you do with your time. I'm saying to you, that is wrong. For every time you think you don't have a job you applied for every time you think you don't have a visa you applied for, don't use that time to wail over the visa you have no control over. You hear what I'm saying? Don't use that time to wail and to cry over the job you don't have control over. Let me tell you, you are not the one that determines if the HR will give you a job or not. Yeah? I've seen situations where somebody, they tell you, I've seen situations where they've asked someone to resume their job. They've shared the testimony everywhere. Right? And they've asked them to resume the job. The day they got to the job to receive on the first day, they now called the name of the person they were thinking. They gave the job to another candidate. And they said, oh, we're so sorry. You're not the one we meant. it's very easy for you to get yourself in a place where you are allowing the pace at which your life is going to determine what you do with your time. You think you want to reflect or relax. Let me tell you, a lot of us are young. A lot of us are under 40, right? And even if you are under 50, right, there's still a lot you can do with your time. I heard of a woman, for instance, in Nigeria who at 50-something went to go and start studying law from the scratch. What are you doing with your time? Right? The day my dad was preaching and slumped right in front of me in church, the next day I started pastoring till today. No breaks. I hope you know that's not easy. You know, if something happened to my dad in a different place, you'd have said a different story. But I'm saying in the ministry that I'm now doing, right in front of me in the church, he slumps. And I took over pastoring that moment till today. I hope you know that it was not because I am the Alpha and Omega of knowledge. It is because I have taken out time to prepare. You know, I always tell you, as at 2012, I had the track record of an envelope, of a folder of 350 messages of Joseph Prince, completed, finished, completed, and learned from. 350, 2012. As of 2010, 2011, I didn't see the need for it, obviously, because I was like, I'm a young guy, why am I listening to 350 teachings? My dad, I begged my dad to give me the key to his office, right? And I went to my dad's office for 3 days, 3 nights. They didn't see me. They were in the main house. I was in the BQ, in the office. You remember, right? No food, no nothing. All I had around me was books. You know, today we can sing, like a shield. That one, it is books. It's all around me like a shield. It will cover you from now. And I prayed on Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. 3 days, 3 nights. Morning to night, prayer, fasting. I didn't think I was going to be a pastor at this age. Yeah? I can keep calling the different men. Is it CDJ? Is it Prayer for Dollar? Right? Different names, different men, different people. Well, you see, all of those preparation is what got me ready for that day. Dear saints, what are you doing with your time today? That's a question I'm putting to you. What are you doing with your time today? Are you playing away your destiny, playing away your life? Or are you intentionally building yourself up? Are you intentionally growing yourself in the things of God? Yeah? So I beg you, dear saints, right? Go back home today, ponder on what we've said today, and ask yourself a question: what are you doing with your time? You know, I was saying to you a couple weeks ago, I think I was showing some of you the church, I was showing you my calendar, right? And there was something around, there was a course around, what did I write? AI course, yeah? And what did I tell you? I'm thinking 10 years from now. Yeah? I'm thinking 10 years from now. I remember when I was moving to the UK, right? And I'd, you know, worked in Nigeria. UK structure is definitely different. So I had, my visa was delayed. So my visa is supposed to take 3 months. I used that 3 months to arrange my exit for my previous company. Right? So I gave them my notice in March because I applied in January and the visa should come out in March. And then COVID was an issue that now came up. And they said that because of the backlog and delay, they are doing times two wait time for each visa application. So my visa application was 6 months. I didn't have job, I didn't have salary. But guess what I didn't do? You know, it's B that sound like that. You know, B. What are you saying? Learn to take hold of your life. In that 3 months, I decided to write what you call Prince 2 practitioner. Yeah? Prince 2. My family can never forget this experience. 3 months in my life, I've never failed in my life. You know, your body say, Yigbald. Yeah, a door is zero. Yigbald. Yeah, I bowed, Pastor. you know, it's different if you fail exam once. Sister Bukola, have I told you this story before? Okay, was it after your exam? Before your exam. Ah, okay. Maybe that one, I thank God for you. Yeah? 3 months in my head, because, I mean, I was doing long distance with my wife then. I'm thinking, where will my wife come? I said, no, what qualification will I have to make use of this time? I did another course in Imperial College within that three. No, not in Imperial College, in one data course around then. But that was the time I remember that exam. Ha, she even remember. She even gave the number. You'd have reduced it now. I make it look like I was. Yeah. I feel no. You know that kind of thing when your result comes out right in front of you. It's something called a proctorate exam. That exam, proctor exam, the one where they are watching, your camera is on. Right? I did the first one. I breathe in, I breathe out. I say, what is this? I did the second one. But me, I don't know how to give up. Do you know? When I now came to the UK, I now realized, yeah, the only reason I got my job, let me tell you how I got my job. I'm going to say it today, right? I had applied for a senior management role, senior project manager role. I did the first set of interview, 40 minutes. I said, which one is 40 minutes interview? They finished it. Oh, the guy says it's good. The name of the guy was Yoav Gordon, right? Oh, I like it. The second stage, then third stage. 1 hour to third stage interview that I was supposed to have with senior directors. They sent me an email with a task to do. And they said I should develop a PowerPoint and make a presentation in one. I'm saying the interview was two. They sent it to me at one. What did I do? I had prepared how to do slides. I learned how to do slides. I learned how to communicate with slides without putting all my story on the slides. I learned how to use image and pictures to communicate things quickly. You see all these things? They came in handy. I got an interview, they gave me the first 10 minutes you're going to present, and you know, they gave me a company and a case study as a project manager. How will you handle it? Thank you for that opportunity. Abby, is that how you start? Yeah? Yeah? My first slide, I customized my PowerPoint slide and it captured everything around my company. So I was using the color of their company. How am I teaching you these things? Life is beyond bread and butter. Learn these things. You know, I'm going to focus on a few things. You know, there's nothing wrong in being spirit-filled and excellent. Nothing wrong in being spirit-filled and excellent. I was speaking to leaders in training from Nigerian church on Friday. Yeah. And I was asking them a question. I said, can your manager attend your local church? That's a food for thought. If your answer is no, as a church, we need to ask ourselves, hope we are not shielding our church from a type of people. Are you here? You know how there are some churches in their display of wealth, they shield the church from the poor. I'm also saying, if we're not careful as a church, we can shield the church from the rich. Are we here? Don't worry, no evangelism. I'm going to teach a little today. It's very intentional today. Yeah, we'll go out on personal evangelism. Amen? Today is fringe. Abi, we are doing fringe period. Praise Jesus forevermore. Most people you see are going back to America and go back to Dubai. let's talk in the church today. And they are visiting this month. So you understand? Nah, I'm intentional now. Yeah. Yeah? What am I saying? That's a food for thought. Can you invite your manager and manager to come to your church? So if that's not the case, it means we need to be careful as a church. Obviously we're not going to go beyond and over the bar. But we need to be careful not to shield our church from the kind of people. Because the church is for all flesh. So all those excellence and all those things, how we do things, is very... Why have we spent a lot of time in buying all of these kits, just because we want to have a good service? We're not breaking the bank. Did we do any contribution for anything? We didn't contribute now. So it means as a church, we are comfortable enough to make those decisions. So I'm saying, as a church, we don't have to go and borrow loan, right, to be paying for our venue. Or to go and buy a camera. But as a church, what can we afford to make our place, to make our lives? So, is a church that meets under the tree a less better church than a church that meets in a place of AC? No. Yeah, you must acknowledge that. A church that meets in a boat on a river, right, is as good a church that meets in a place where there is fine AC and LED screen. LED screen is not the church. But if you can have an LED screen to aid in the pronunciation of lyrics, have it. Imagine one singer song. What a beautiful name. Someone out back at the side. What a beautiful name it is.
What a beautiful name.
The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
You know, that's how we grew up in churches now. I can't imagine just the voices. I can imagine. I remember when for those of you who grew up in the Yoruba setting. Yeah. Blessed. Jesus is man.
Jesus is man. Oh, what a...
A church that means that, don't go there and be laughing tomorrow, you'll find yourself there. But that church is not less of a church. But can you see how this thing makes life effect? Even me says sometimes, I'll be singing. When I do like this, it's not because I'm going back to my stage, it's to look at the lyrics. Are we together? Does it not help? It helps. Can we do church without keyboard? Yes. Right? But when we have keyboard, does it help us sing on the same key? Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You know, without keyboard, you will hear things. I saw, I don't know if Sister Cynthia is, I don't know if she's listening, probably she's listening to me. You know that thing that the baby is wearing? If we do not have keyboard, all of us have to wear that thing. Because what you will hear, you will be moved. You can be very excellent with the things you lay your hands on. You can be very intentional. How many of you know times of refreshing? Did you see how much intentionality as a church we put into that meeting? You can be that way. You can be that way. The details matter. It counts, so it matters. I always ask myself a question. Can I listen to my type that stopped me on the road? The day that answer changes from yes, I need to work on myself. Imagine you go to the right and say, hey, congrats, tell that Jesus loves you. If somebody stop you that way, what will be your response? If you are going to think it's a terrorist, want to plant bomb. Yeah, you can be excellent. I said all of these things to buttress what I was saying about my workplace. And I did that presentation in 10 minutes. The senior director that was on that call, right, he said, Joshua, when did they send you this assignment to do? I said, 1 hour ago, I have the email. I didn't know where the answer was. The question was leading to. Yeah? And he said, really? He said, the work I did in 1 hour was as though they sent me the test about 2-3 days before then to prepare. When opportunity meets preparation, we call it success. Let me tell you the interesting part. You know, I didn't get that job. Oh, you didn't know? Because I said it means success, it becomes success, it becomes success. He didn't connect it. I didn't get that job. But guess what happened? The director called me back and said, we won't give you senior project manager role because of this thing you have done. Are you happy to take this role, project manager role, with this salary? Me that just came from where they are paying me, where they are paying me millions of naira. Me that just came from a place where 3 months I didn't have salary. You know, kind of thing, before you even hear the offer, anything in pounds is okay. Don't say, are you paying pounds? I will take it. And they gave me the offer. And what happened? And I picked it. I'm still in that company 3 years after. When opportunity meets preparation, it seems to always look like overnight success. There's nothing called overnight success. Nothing. So, how can you be in this generation and don't know how to open Excel? I'm not saying you should know how to write the macro. You know, there's macro part of Excel. I'm not saying learn macro. Macro is extreme. I'm saying some people have Excel sheet open in front of them. They are seeing 10 numbers. They bring calculator. You know what I'm saying? You bring calculator and say 3.5.7 plus. As if you are signing provision. 2.3.3 plus. And your value is on Excel sheet. It doesn't speak well of you. Excel sheet that you just need to write equal to sum. She's doing it.
No, because even her, you know, I told you I have a document for her. EY success. Remember I said that thing before now? In that EY success, one of the instructions was she must learn Excel. She has to go and do course on Excel. Because how can you have Excel sheet you are using calculator? Yeah? You know, If you do equal to some brackets, put the cell number and close it, it will give you the answer. You saved yourself almost 10 minutes of looking for calculator. Yeah? Learn these things. You don't know how to open PowerPoint. It's not good, though. I think I need to start giving some of you assignments so that you help in your workplace. Yeah? Do a presentation on what Pastor preached today. Yes, now. When you are doing a document, you should know not to start the content of the document on the first page. At least give a cover. Just do a cover. You can even write, "Taught by Joshua Yusuf." But don't write Joshua Yusuf on your own, no. Yeah? And put different. Yeah, those are part of life. So I'm saying now, you think you don't have time. You have time to learn it now. Let it not be you enter a stakeholder's room. And senior guys are there, and they say, "Help me connect the projector." You know, even learning how to connect this thing is important. Yeah, a friend of mine was telling me he went to an interview. They intentionally disconnected the projector. I wanted him to connect it for it to go on the screen. You're here for the interview, right? Please, therefore, just set up this projector. You know, you don't have to have seen the projector before. But there are things you would have learned. You know, I was teaching some of you here how to use this sound system. In fact, one of the things I'm going to talk to leaders today, let's have a video on how we do a lot of things in church and share with members to watch and learn. It's all part of life and part of growth. Yeah? Somebody should be able to do what Brother Lamide is doing on that and this thing. And if you go to him and say, "Brother Lamide, please, can you teach me?" And he say, don't worry. Go and pray. No, you come and report him to me. You say, "Brother," and you know he's not that kind of person. "Hey, Brian, please, I want to learn this life so I can support you." Yeah, it says she's not asking that. You're coming as an example in the church. You know, there are two types of examples. Yeah, we're going to do a video on this. You know, anywhere, let me tell you. The way I was saying when I was growing up, right? My dad pushed me to media, pushed me to instrument. You know, there is music and there is sound. They are different, though. I learned everything. There's no way in this world, and I'm not bragging with you, there's no way in this world that you put a mixer for me and a speaker and cable and I cannot connect. It's impossible. It's impossible. Why? Because I know the basics. It's common sense. There's input. There's output. And some of you will be connecting microphone into the speaker. How does it sound that way? I can't connect the one by the whole keyboard. I've seen you connect to the speaker. First of all, suspected that they put... they put a cable for a drum. Yeah, you connect the keyboard into the drum. What would this sound from? There's no part of it. It's not part of it. There is input. What is input? Common, I don't want to say common sense. Common, we just let you know that input is microphone. Input. What are you putting it to? Into an engine. Now, if you enter the engine, why are you checking the engine to hear the sound? There needs to be an output. Yeah? The reason this is the SRP from that train is input output. Yeah? Keep an eye on it. Some of you don't know how to use baby pram, right? Don't wait till you have a child. No, when I get there, I'll learn it. No, you don't know the day you will need it. Get yourself involved. Use your time to be productive. Everybody now is using ChatGPT. Don't use ChatGPT alone for how to compose message to my wife, Stella, I love her. How to compose message to my husband and tell him that he's the best thing that happened to me. Do you know that you can generate some preachers now started using ChatGPT to preach? Yeah? Life is easier. You know there's something called Microsoft Copilot. You know something called Microsoft. I started wondering where we run into. Because there's only one door. The last person to leave is that because we have got another one. Let's be careful, please. Okay, you only have to do 1-2. Touch 1-2. It's an engineer. Like what we said last week, you buy time for your child, it's cut out, you say, "Oh, future engineer." This one is proper energy, yeah. Yeah, but you see, you're interested in even how microphone works. Yeah, there's a way. Be that kind of person. Len, I was talking about something the father here. Who? Microsoft, thank you, my brother. Microsoft Co-Pilot. Do you know that Microsoft Co-Pilot is godly? If you do not know, go and learn what Microsoft Co-Pilot can do. Hey? Microsoft Co-Pilot, they should not hear me. But if you just activate it on a meeting, well, let the light go and sleep. I promise you. Go and sleep. I'm telling you, I'm giving you the yes. Don't say I'm not doing anything good for you. It's part of faith of holiness. Go and sleep. The first time I use it, I say, hey! Me, if I listen and I listen, I cannot even understand the use of words they are using. Talk more of getting the conclusion of the action. When I do my own action, 3 lines, 4 lines, I'm wondering, what should I add again? But brother co-pilot, it will tell you who said what, at what time they said what is the meeting. And you all need to do, now, that's where common sense comes into. You don't now go and copy from co-pilot. I'm letting speak into their email. Yeah, you put your tone to it, hallelujah. Yeah. If co-pilot say hi, people know you don't say hi. What do? You say hello, everyone. It's all part of life. It's all part of it. And I'm saying for us as a church as well, in the coming days, yeah, I want us to be much more intentional about the act and the act of being excellent in what you do as a church. So it means even choir as well, they will build themselves. Even on the keyboard, they will build. I had to buy a piano in my house. I bought a piano in my house so that I can be able to use that and what get better. Yeah? So choir as well, for instance, in the coming days, they should be able to sing better. Yeah? Are they doing a beautiful job ministering to us? Oh, we are blessed to have them. But that we are blessed to have them does not mean that they cannot improve. Am I doing a beautiful job on Sundays and Wednesdays when I preach here? Oh, I believe so. But I'm working on myself. I'm building myself. Some of you have been asking me, Pastor, why do you start wearing suits? You know why? It's simple. Yeah? You know, there's a kind of casual you wear. And there's a kind of casual I wear that your own might be casual. My own be casual. Or my own be casual. Or casualty. Yeah, your own be casual. My own is casualty. But how will you, as our pastor, tell us what, when you know his own, almost seems as though his money that is talking. And my own money is not talking after all, casualty. How do you try to bring that balance? Because I realize in Nigerian church, for instance, and you, we have to call them to order. Because you say, wear casualty now. When is this happening? Just somebody, you wear suit for money. You wear suits. When it's time to go enter church, you remove your body, you remove your tie. You remove your tie, you remove your body, you fly your shirt. Say that you've rumpled by talking already. You now change your shoe to slippers. And start bouncing at church. You can be excellent when you come to church. You can dress clean and look good. You can look sharp and sweet. I'm tempted to talk about what happened in the last 24 hours, but I won't for now. You can look crisp. You can look clean. Let me tell you, Jesus died for your sins and did not wipe away our common sense. If your wife is telling you, honey, you need to step up your dressing game, don't fight your wife. And if your husband tells you, honey, you need to step up your dressing game, don't fight your husband. One of the things I like in my home is that a lot of times we say our mind anytime we want to say our mind. But it doesn't always mean that we act as though we heard you in that moment. But some will be like, we heard you. And the next time you see us, we have changed. You know that kind of thing, that we will not even say, you just say, okay. But you go back to him and say, ah, this kind of thing like this. So. Yeah. Yeah. And eventually you just realize, we change. Have those atmospheres in your home. Yeah. And now, you know the example of when you have odor and all those kinds. You know, my wife doesn't need to tell me, babe, it's like I need to buy some more perfume for you. No. Babe, you are smelling. Whatever I do, that information is up to me. Let's be free with ourselves that way. And also what I'm saying to you right now, I want us to build a church that can accommodate all kinds and types of people. Let's not box ourselves in a way that will make us not be able to accommodate the Joseph of Arimathea. Our focus is not Joseph of Arimathea. Our focus is, let Joseph of Arimathea come to church. Let me tell you, I was in the cab driver, as always, you know, I don't enter a cab without preaching, because I wonder, why would I give you £40 and I'll not win your soul or preach to you. The cab I was in yesterday, Aid, that's his name. Right? And I kept talking to him about Islam and everything. Do you know what he told me? He said, he's a Muslim. He said, where he goes to mosque, He said, there are two mosques that are opposite themselves on the road. He said, one seats 3,000 people. And one seats many people, few number in their hundreds. But most people like going to this one. Do you know what he said? Why? He said, because of the ventilation in this one. Did you see what he just said? That people rather go to the 3,000 place because they are sure there is ventilation than a place where there is no ventilation. So it means even as Christians or Muslims, there are people that they can say they will not come to your church because there's no fan. Let me tell you something for free. Is that a correct way to view Christianity? No. But is that the reality we have right now? Yes. Yes. There are people who, they have fan in their house, they have everything in their house, everything is going well for them in their house. Why am I coming to church to labor and suffer? Right? At least buy a fan, open the window, let breeze go out. Yeah, you know, I was asking the call I was on with the leaders in training on Friday. I said, when I go back to Nigeria, there's always something I always ask them to do. Once I step into Nigeria and I go into the church, the first thing I do is I go outside the auditorium to check the temperature, to check the volume of the sound, you know, volume of the sound of what our church is producing. And every more often than not, I will always step back inside and say, please reduce that volume. Why are you disturbing your neighborhood? I don't know, say sometimes I walk into church and the first thing I do is to go there. You know now. I walk into church, the first thing I do, I go there, I go and reduce the volume. Why? Because I'm only, people are having hotels here. Not the one that you open the door and say, come! Yeah? It's all part of it. So that we don't use our, in quote, ideologies to certain things to shift all flesh that God is looking forward to having. Mind you, what we're not doing is to fine-tune church to get to the rich. All we are doing is to fine-tune church to be accommodating or accommodative of all types of people. Are we together? Right? Yeah? So that's why you see, for imagine, you see the excerpts we do as a church, for instance. Yeah? We use camera to do it. In the last 4, 5, 6 months, we've been trying to intentionally get a way that's sustainable. Finally, we've got a way that's sustainable. I'm saying, if it's only phone we had that we could use, will we use it? Yes. But do we have something better? We can go for it. We can push for it. We can go for it. In her, there's a member in Nigerian church I was speaking to last week Sunday. She said one of the things she's doing on the side is learning how to speak good English. I was so impressed. It's part of it. You grew up where they say shoshu. You know what they call shoshu? Help me shake, help me shake. Help me shake, you shoshu, I started. I'm telling you for free that you don't, if you have content, people will hear you. But I wish you had the content. You don't understand? If you have content, anywhere you're relevant, people will steal. But at least you don't have the content. You don't want to polish. No, choose one. Choose two. At most, choose one. So you learn how to speak. When I finish preaching, for instance, yeah, everybody can say, Pastor, you did very well. I don't expect my wife on the days where I make grammatical blunder. You know, I always make it open to you all. Eh? The day I make grammatical blunder, she's the one that will be able to call my church and say, use this word differently. There's some words I use in my innocence. They were innocent words, but they have different implications and meaning. It's all part of the Christian. So, dear saints, use your time and build your skills. Amen? Amen. If you're a project manager today, 20 years from now, do you still want to be a project manager? Then start building your portfolio. You're a business analyst today. Tomorrow, are you going to be a business analyst? Start building your portfolio. Right? I was talking to one of you here, right? And there was an opportunity that opened up, right? And in the real sense, the person is not ideally qualified, both certification-wise, professional-wise, experience-wise, for the role. And what happened? Yeah, the person just ventured into it. And what happened? Preparation met opportunity, and the person got it, and they are happy for it. When you have free time to yourself, and it looks like nothing is going as planned, what do you do? What can you do with your life? Amen? What can you do with your life? You will not always have a time. You know, I told you 350 teachings, 2012. I don't have that time now. Yeah? I don't have that time now. Yeah, because life has gotten busier. But even in the busiest part of life, I still create time to build myself for certain things. If you take my laptop, for instance, right, some of the things you will find that, if you check my search engine, you will be shocked. Because I'm thinking of different things. I'm thinking of, how can I be better? How can I live better? How can I connect with the world I am in? You know, the world is changing. The traditions of God's word does not change. But the world is changing. Right? You know, I always tell you, right? A time will come when the kind of people you have in church, all the people that come to church with is their phone. Will you stop them from the door not to come into church with their phone? No, you won't stop them now. Yeah? But the plan and the goal is that as we grow and as they grow, they are seeing the need for the intentionality, right, in notes. It's all part of it. It's all part of it. So when we say, don't use your phone in church because of distraction, we know what we are saying, definitely. But the truth remains that life is going to a place and a point where everybody is thinking of the minimal or having a minimalistic mindset. You know what that means? Everything is minimal. You know, you've seen the new the Tesla product as a car. If you look at a Tesla car, for instance, do you see how clean the dashboard is? You see how clean it is? Such that they've integrated a lot of the ACs into some of those dashboards that you don't even see the vents. You know, when we some 3-5 years ago, how you know an expensive car is how sophisticated the dynamics on the dashboard is. Ah, 2 LED screens here and here. Right? Another LED screen here and here. AC vent. But now you're saying that everybody's going. In your Tesla car, you have one screen. In that one screen, you set up your AC. In that one screen, you use for sat nav. In that one screen, you see your speed limits. In that one screen, it tells you if your water or your wiper is spin. One screen. That's the way the world is going. So, dear saints, how can we get ourselves to be productive in the coming years? I'm talking to you both as a minister in God's Palace Ministry, and also as someone in your marketplace, in your office place. How can you get yourself relevant? Get yourself relevant. You know, there are some things you have, such that if they want to do a redundancy in your company, they will say, let those that have this and this and that stay. Or they will say, these are part of the criteria for selecting those that will stay. Let your last qualification not be what you got in university 10 years ago. You are slacking. If you are here, you are like that, you are slacking. The last certification you got was undergrad 10 years ago, 15 years ago. No. There are so many things you can do. Say, I will be deliberate in the coming days. Say, I will be intentional in the coming days. Say, there is no mediocrity in my service to God. So when you are coming to church, don't think of church as where you dress down. Are we together? No, we are family, we are one, they take me as I am. That's not how your mindset should be. You know, there's nothing wrong in wearing heels for midweek service. You see? That's what we're getting to. Because in your mind, you think midweek is less than Sunday. But midweek is a fellowship of saints, just like Sunday. And for a church like this, what do we do on midweek we don't do on Sunday? The only thing is just that I preach for lesser. Yeah? We pray for 20 minutes the same way we pray on Sunday, 20 minutes. Yeah, we sing for an average of 15 minutes. Then I teach for about 1 hour. Yeah? 1 hour thereabouts. So why do we think that midweek service is just that just go there casually, just wear one t-shirt? In fact, some of us know how to even go out without ironing your clothes. No, now. If you don't have iron in your house, buy what? You know, there's a lot to teach. I'll keep teaching these things and trusting that we'll keep changing and keep learning. You know, there are some materials you don't use hot iron to iron. If you iron suits, it will be shining. Do you understand? There are clothes you can put on top of these suits that will make you buy clothes 3 weeks after the tea has changed color from dark gray to off-white. And you are wondering, what is happening? Is the iron you are using? How can you be spraying starch on suits? People are funny in this life. So that you stand, you spray starch on suits, and they are asking, what are you ironing? You are doing like this. Do you know that there's a technique in ironing this side of your suit? If you don't know, I know most of you don't know. Don't do like you knew. You know your ironing board, they design it in a way that the tip is. That's where you hang this suit in. So it goes this way. You didn't know that? Okay, you don't wear suits. When you start wearing suits, it's all part of it, though. So when after they put the suit on my body, they say, come on, be ironing it so I can press it. There's a way. Your iron does not need to touch the surface of your suit. You can use the steam of your iron and move it like 3 centimeters to your suit. It will be straight. That's how I ironed this morning. Do you understand? So these are things that you need to learn. There also, there's a way to hang your suit. When you come to, you see how I hang my suit? So that the suit will have long life. Some of you wear your suit like this. Why are you running to? No. See, you can hang your suit like this.
Yeah?
See this? And you move on with your life. So that when you wear it, it's not look as if you just brought it out from the wardrobe. Praise God. Are we learning something? Please, I beg you, dear saints. These are part of ministry ethics. So. Yeah? When you're coming to church, when you say, we're going to lead songs, we're going to lead prayer, iron your clothes. Press it. Press your clothes. Yeah? For those of us in Nigeria, right, where they take light, right? Iron your clothes Saturday. Don't wait till Sunday morning because there might not be light. Or do it on every Friday so that you have more time to think and change your mind. It's all part of growth. Look, let's end in Ecclesiastes this morning. So it says, there's a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, and a time to what? Keep silence, and a time to speak. Verse 8, let's read together, 1, 2, 3, go. Time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, a time for peace. What profit had he that walketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have set the travail which God had given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He had made everything beautiful in his own time. Also, he had set the word in their hearts so that no man can find out the work of that God maketh from the beginning to the end. So, dear saints, yeah, the summary of this teaching in Faith and Folly is it's a combination. Say it's a combination. Yeah? It's a collabo. Remember that word? Yeah? It's a collabo. What's a collabo? It's faith and thinking. When you are going for a job interview, don't dress casually. Even if they tell you that their custom is dressed down casually. Yeah? Then, let me tell you, I hope you know the way you are dressed is the way you are dressed. The way you dress. Do you know that there's an age you get to that if you dress young, people don't see you as young. Are you with me? There's an age you will get to. You are clearly this age. If you dress young, it matches your age number. But if you that is young wear that exact clothes, you look like a child. Are we here? Are we here? Don't say people don't look on the... Let me tell you, man looks on the outside. God looks on the... Your mouth smell does not affect God, but it affects man. You cannot go into an interview room and everywhere is already closed and they are putting AC. As soon as you step inside, even their school, they say, open the window. Open the window. That's problem. That's problem. In fact, it's only those that appreciate you that say ask you a question in that interview. Or they just say, don't worry, we've made the decision already before you come and change the smell of our office. We'll get back to you. Before you even reach the door, they'll say, unfortunately, we find somebody that's better fit. Between now and downstairs, it's all part of the journey. Are we together? Are you learning something today? Yeah? So there's time for what? Training. There's time for what? Learning. Don't go and be adding certificates that don't mean anything to you in the future. Think through the future. You know, there are people that are called futurists that are employed in top companies. There are people, their job in their company is to foresee what will be the issue in telecommunication in 10 years now, from now. That's what they're employed to do. So we don't have to employ you to that. We can also think. We can check questions. Yeah? We can ask questions. Right? You want to start a business. Can you think of excellence? Yeah? Let's assume, for instance, Sister Tosin, you see this cloth now, for instance. Let's say I was going to sell this cloth to you. Right? You know, if I say how much is this cloth, she tells me the price. I want you to now bring it for me. She now releases her Aldi liner. You know she will eat the clothes. I'm talking about meal. You will eat your clothes. Because what does it take you to find a way to press it and to fold it into a transparent nylon, do you understand, that will look crisp and presentable? What does it cost you to buy a nylon that doesn't have Audi logo and Lidl logo? It's all part of it. And that's why some people, because of what they sell to you is their packaging. I mean, do you know there are lots of motivational speakers, nothing they can motivate you to do. Nothing they can motivate you to do. If I don't demotivate you. But you see, when they arrange their suit like this and do PowerPoint with flash, you know, anybody that come here, for instance, say they want to come and do motivational speaker for us, and they come here with flash, say, do you have a media team I can give my flash to? You already think he's serious. You already think this is a serious person. Right? Yeah? But and let's say you already, maybe there's a game or a quiz or something they want you to do, right, with paper. He has already printed the question and brought it into the room. I said, just take a copy and pass it on. You know, you will feel like you are learning something. It's all part of it. Oh, yeah? Because of the people we are dealing with, it is not just content that matters. It is the content and the container. For the Christian faith, what you should not let loose of or let go of is your genuineness for the things of God and the things of the Spirit. Yeah? Do you know somebody asked me a question? Let me ask you this question. A person asked me a question 3 years ago. He said, why don't people sweat in Nigerian church when we pray? I think I said, okay, I said in leaders, yeah. Yeah? Why don't people sweat in Nigerian church when they pray? Let me ask you a question. Why do people sweat in a Nigerian church when they pray? No, not even go fast or use AC. There is enough ventilation. You see how this AC is shouting? Right? Do you know, no matter how much, that's for some of us who don't sweat a lot, and no matter how much you try to move your body, even if you run, you will not sweat. Are we together? Some people think that it is the people that sweat in prayer that are really genuinely praying. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? See, you pray, let your body sweat. See? And they are trying to use Jesus' example. And I'm trying to say that there's a place for that. But if your weather does not, can you, you know, if you go outside in winter and run, you won't sweat. You might pant, you might have a little water, but you won't sweat the way you will sweat if you run in July. Are we here together? Dear saints, hope this is instructing your heart. As a church, one of our key principles, our core values is, you know, PELP. Right? What is PELP? Prayer and the Word. What is E? Excellence with what? Decency. What is L? What is L? Eh? Yes, now love. What is P? No, what is P? First P. Prayer and the Word. Yeah, every God's palace member should be a working man of prayer and a working man of the Word. What is E? That means everybody can look good anywhere we find you. No, I stopped going out of the street, going out of my house to go and buy groceries with slippers or just casually. You know why? I've gone out before. I was walking into a place a few weeks ago, right? And two men stopped me. Said, "Oh, I know you somewhere." I was like, "Oh, I know you, sir. How are you, sir?" Said, "Oh, are you with 2 minutes? Are you a pastor?" Said, "Oh yes, sir." "Oh yes, we know your church, God's Palace." I'd never met them before. I walked into St. James about 2-3 weeks ago as well, right? And somebody randomly, you must look at in every floor, somebody knew me. Right? So it means that me too, I need to be sensitive enough to know that I will not use my trouser I used to sleep to quickly go and buy bread. Because that quickly go and buy bread is when they will catch me. You know, and the day you wear, and every day I wear suit, they don't see me. But the day I want to quickly, I just want to buy soap, they're waiting for me at the entrance. They know me somewhere. I know your face. But that just goes to show to me that I need to be intentional once I step out of my house. So what is P? Prayer and the Word. Every gospel member should be a walking man of prayer and a walking man of the Word. What is E? Excellence in what? You can be excellent. So I'm excellent in everything I do. Your approach to music should be excellent. Your approach to sound should be excellent. Your approach to your family should be excellent. Yeah, what is L? Love and fellowship. What is P? Passion. Passion for who? Passion for the saints in your local church and all the saints in the body of Christ. Passion for souls winning or soul winning. Passion for everything that has to do with God. Those are our core values. What is the acronym? PELP. P-E-L-P. They're all on our websites. Yeah, it's only vision, something that we always say every Sunday. Yeah, it's all part of it as well. You know, every member of the church will be able to say what God's Palace stands for. This is our vision as a church. This is what we stand for. This is what we believe. It's all part of it. See, in the coming days, These words instruct my heart, and I change, and I change, and I change.